Of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us
from false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment.
Good Lord, deliver us
from lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and blood, from plague, pestilence, and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared.
Good Lord, deliver us
by the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and submission to the law, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, deliver us.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to set forth laborers into thy harvest, and to draw all humankind into thy kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word, and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to bring forth into the way of truth all such of it and are deceived.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to inspire us in our several callings to do the work which thou givest us to do with singleness of heart as thy servants and for the common good.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their trouble.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve and provide for all women in childbirth, young children and orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endue us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to thy holy word.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to grant that in the fellowship of Martin and all the saints we may attain to thy heavenly kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us.
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us.
Son of God, thou takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
Son of God, thou takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
Takest away the sins of the world.
Grant us thy peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O Christ, hear us.
Have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 91. "They who dwell in the shelter of the Most High abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They shall say to God, 'You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust.' Because you have made God your refuge and the Most High your habitation, there shall be no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For God shall give the angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, test you at your feet against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. You shall trample the young lion and the serpent under your feet. Because you are bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver you. I will protect you because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I am with you in trouble. I will rescue you and bring you honor. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here,
For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Lead us not into temptation. This phrase is from the version of the Lord's Prayer that I learned as a child, the version that we still use in our Rite One 8 o'clock liturgy. The more contemporary version reads, save us from the time of trial. Both temptation and trial are ways to look at what happens in today's gospel story, the episode about Jesus in the wilderness that always begins the season of Lent. Another word, one that many scholars think is the most accurate translation of the Greek text, is test. Jesus was tested by the devil for 40 days. I think this matters because we tend to respond to the whole idea of temptation in a different way than we do a test or trial. As one commentary notes, these are not temptations to do things that are desirable but not good for him, like our temptation to eat an extra piece of cake. Rather, these are tests to see whether even good things can lure Jesus from a focus on God's will, or can lure believers into following a more comfortable Messiah. Part of being a healthy, grown-up person is learning to resist daily temptations like eating too much food or spending too much money or getting caught up in too much screen time. Most of us aren't perfect about all of this all the time, but we plug away at it, pretty much regardless of the spiritual season we're in. That means it just isn't a great analogy for what was happening to Jesus during those 40 days in the wilderness. The journey that Jesus was on and that he asks us to be on as well was not a self-improvement program. Lent is not a self-improvement program. Rather, it's about maintaining our focus on discerning and following God's will as best we can, which may or may not lead to anything that looks like improvement to the rest of the world. Now, before we go any further, I feel like I should say a word about this character we're calling the devil. Yes, for Luke and his audience, the devil was real, incarnate in some way, and probably most of us today would find that a little strange or uncomfortable. The Greek term used is diabolos, which in the New Testament refers to the chief adversary of God and humanity. According to Strong's Concordance, this term emphasizes the devil's role in opposing God's work and leading people away from the truth. Let's not worry too much about how we are supposed to understand the devil today, except to hold on to that idea of leading people away from the truth. Clever distraction and outright lies are the tools the devil uses in trying to lead Jesus astray. And I can't see that his approach has changed much over the last 2,000 or so years. So, if this encounter between Jesus and the devil is a test to see whether even good things can lure Jesus from a focus on God's will, what are those good things the devil is offering? In short, safety, security, and power in the form of freedom from want or hunger and the ability to do great things for the good of others. What's not to like, right? Except, of course, that it's all a great big sham. To quote the immortal words of the dread pirate Roberts in The Princess Bride, "Life is pain, Highness, and anybody who says differently is selling something." The devil is giving his best sales pitch here, and luckily, Jesus isn't buying it. I won't go through all three of the tests step by step, but I will say a word just about the second one, when the devil offers Jesus worldly dominion. He has been given authority over all the kingdoms of the world, and he can hand that authority to whomever he pleases. Or so he says. It's a lie. That authority isn't his, and it isn't his to give away. We get this more clearly a few chapters later in Luke, when Jesus gives away authority to the disciples, authority that he has received from the Father. And he does it not so that he, Jesus, can be worshiped, but so that they, the disciples, can do the important work of casting out demons and healing the sick. The devil lives in a sad little bubble of self-interest and inflated self-importance, and so he believes everyone else does too. And yet all it takes to shatter the bubble is to demonstrate concern for others and speak truth to power. In all of these tests, truth always gets the last word. Clearly, there's a lot of pain in the world right now, and many of us feel like we're going through a deep period of wilderness. And that makes us vulnerable to people who want us to believe they have all the answers and only they can give us what we need to be safe and fulfilled and thriving. What we, the church, as the body of Christ, can do in this moment of trial and testing is to try not to make the devil's work any easier. We need to use our best powers of discernment to understand where the Spirit is leading us and when we're being tricked by distractions and lies. Fear and anxiety make it really hard to listen to the Spirit, but coming together to pray and sing and eat and laugh and even cry together, those are powerful antidotes to the big lie that we don't have all we need. Remember, even Jesus did not go out into the wilderness alone, left completely to his own devices. He had scripture, understood in the context of an intimate relationship with a loving God. He had a deep grounding in his identity as a child of God. And he had the Spirit's guidance and encouragement. We have those same resources. And crucially, we also have one another. We need to remember this when the way forward seems too hard and the tests we face appear insurmountable. 5 years ago, nearly to the day, we went from a normal observance of Lent to being plunged into a wilderness time that we now just call the pandemic. If we have learned anything from that experience, it must be that so much of what really mattered for good and ill was how human beings treated one another during that time. Those communities of people who looked out for each other and came together, even if we had to be masked and standing 6 feet apart, we fared so much better than those communities where it was every man for himself. The writer Rebecca Solnit has a book that came out several years before the pandemic about how frequently people respond to great disasters with an unexpected sense of purpose, ingenuity, selflessness, and even joy. It's a largely untold story that we need to recover and share. She tells of what happened during this massive power outage many years ago in New York City, and notes that people didn't stay huddled up in their darkened apartments. They went outside, and they were delighted to see the stars and even the Milky Way from the streets of Manhattan, something that could never happen when all the city lights are ablaze. She writes, "You can think of the current social order as something akin to this artificial light, another kind of power that fails in disaster. In its place appears a reversion to an improvised, collaborative, cooperative, and local society. However beautiful the stars of a suddenly visible night sky, few nowadays could find their way by them. But the constellations of solidarity, altruism, and improvisation are within most of us and reappear at these times." I find that profoundly hopeful. Even if we don't know how to find our way by the actual constellations, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we have the resources of solidarity, wisdom, and generosity, not to mention spiritual gifts like courage and faith, if only we will dig deep and cultivate them and trust in them. When we face times of trial and testing, the devil wins when our fears obscure the truth, lying to us about the power of these resources and the beauty of the human spirit. Don't let the devil have the last word. Amen. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary,
and became
truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Creator Lord, you have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are, and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent of our sins, and to turn the life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, impel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, and in our community to rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanity of power, and to govern with integrity, equity, and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together toward wholeness in you. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan, our Rector Pamela, our clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, sustain the faith and dispel the despair of all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray aloud for all those in need, and especially those on our parish prayer list. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, lift us from our grief into the hope of eternal life and joy, reunited with all who now live again in glory with you. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Most holy God, you sent Jesus into a world of temptation and trials not so different than our world of today. Accepting obedience to your law, he triumphed over sin and death. Shield us from the lures of false prophets as we begin our own 40 days of reflection. Let us keep our hearts true, trusting only in your eternal grace. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our great high priest, and the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier, who live and reign with you as one God forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. I invite you to be seated when you're done with your passing of the peace. Our yellow sheet today has lots of new stuff in it, lots of new announcements. So today, after this service at 12 o'clock, if you are the parent of a child or youth and you'd like to go be part of some visioning conversation that's happening, I think we have at least one family that is planning to go to that meeting at DCC, but others are invited as well. The other thing happening after church today is the class that I'm leading on Bishop Buddy's book about how we learn to be brave will be in room 6 and 7. We have extra copies of the book if you need one and haven't started it yet. That's just fine. Then there's a lot going on during the weekdays of Lent. And so there's a Monday study on living well through Lent. There's the Wednesday morning in-person morning prayer. Wednesday afternoon, evening, 5 o'clock is our centering prayer group. And we have Compline almost every night online. So lots more information about that. There's a lot on the back page too. I'm not gonna read through all of it, but there are some dates for you to take note of, especially if you want to go to some of the things that are not just here at St. Martin's, but out in our community. I see our ushers in the back, and they're probably looking for any raised hands. If you are new here, we will not embarrass you, but we would be very happy to give you a welcome bag. So it does have chocolate in it, so if you're giving that up for Lent, that's okay. Just I won't know. But anyway, you have to raise your hand. What? That's right, today's Sunday. You can do what you want on Sunday. So anyway, raise your hand if you need a goodie bag, a welcome bag. Did we have any celebrations or milestones? Okay. Oh, yes. You're getting old. We celebrate that. A life well lived. That's good news. A birthday. Yes, Nancy. Oh, Helen Campbell and your daughter Liz are having birthdays. Excellent. Well, we have a celebrations and milestones prayer on page 8, and we say that together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Sunday, and it just happens to fall on our Spring Forward Sunday. So if I get really confused, we're going to blame it on sleep deprivation. But this is the Sunday when we're moving back to the communion rail to receive communion. So there's still a choice for you to make. When you come forward, you still get to choose a side, and it should be the same side that you've been most comfortable with for these last many months. So if you prefer to receive by intinction, that's where I dip the bread into the wine and hand it to your open hands, you will still come to this side. But instead of coming and standing here, you'll go all the way back to the back of the altar rail and start filling into the front. And however many times we have to do it, we don't have a huge crowd today, which maybe makes it a little easier. I and my Eucharistic minister working with me will come through and offer you that bread and wine that have been intincted. If you prefer to have them be separate, your bread and the communion cup, you will still come on this side. Again, you'll fill in around the altar rail, and the ushers are gonna, we have at least one, maybe two ushers that will be up here that will kind of help you if you're not sure where to go. Like, is there an opening or not? If you cannot kneel, that's okay. Just come and stand, and you can even use the altar rail for a little bit of steadiness. But if you can't come forward, please do let an usher know, and we will do our best to come bring communion to you. As usual, you can come forward and cross your arms, indicating you'd like a blessing. You can also just stay in your seats if you don't want to come forward. You don't have to, but everyone is welcome to receive communion, which is, in this case, it's our homemade bread, is gluten-free and vegan, so we try to make it available to all. And we just have to get used to this. This is how we used to do things years ago. We have not done it for a long time, and it will just take us a while to adjust back into this, this habit. So, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. By his grace, we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder Y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray together the post-communion prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.